Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, shit, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It is the Real Ass Podcast. Oh, that's mine over there. There we go, Zach. Zach. It doesn't matter. It's fully up. How you guys doing? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Zach.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. This table's bugging me out. We're going to talk about it in a second. We have a little tiny table now in the Gas Digital Studios. I hated it at first. Then I saw on the screen that it doesn't look any different, right? So
no.
the consumption is no different. And it does make it more spacious behind us, but it doesn't make it more spacious like
I feel like I have to lean down.
Like for four people, this table's fine. For five people, I feel like it's going to get a little tight. I'm not happy. We got to talk to Ralph. Look, I don't hate the table. The table's obviously very nice, but I feel like this should be maybe be Studio B table.
I think the producers should have to change out the table to what each show wants.
I want a larger table. In fact, we have a larger table than we had in here before. All table. The problem was, honestly, it's our fat guests and hosts that make it so that our table was... Like, you guys never had a problem coming in here with this table.
I'm still good.
Yeah, never, not one issue. Never.
I use the space all around me, dude.
But
I get
nobody's
physical
using
in
the space
outs.
Behind us. Why would we need space behind us? Is that a Dave Matthews song? The space behind us?
I don't know, dude. I'm not fucking gay.
You actually seem like you would have loved DMB in high school.
I mean, you couldn't be further off.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you like in high school? We're going to find out today on today's show what everyone was like in high school. That's happening.
I was just differently
show.
Gay. I was just gay in like 10 other ways.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know them both from the Dad Meat podcast. Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey are back on the show.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Very happy to have you guys back. The fans fucking love you guys. Racist Live Chat is open like a motherfucker. We have a great show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's just get it out of the way, and we have to start the show. Butterly, what do you got to plug?
Well, me and the Rain Trainer are about to hit the road with our buddy Colm Terrell. You can catch us live at the Stand in New York City on January 20th, and then we'll be in Albany the next day on the 21st, and then we're going to Boston on the 27th, and Baltimore on February 16th, and Chicago on February 27th. And if you hit up any of our fucking Twitter accounts, you can find the link for tickets in our bios, and also listen to Dad Meat, follow me on Twitch, and I'll fucking not kill myself. What's up with that?
Rain diggity.
Everything that Tim just said, plus check out my other podcast other than Dad Meat, which is Little Stinkers, if you're into serial killers like Zach and I. And I also want to thank Zach for getting me this John Wayne Gacy business card, the nicest thing I've ever gotten.
Nice.
Check out Little Stinker. It's me, John Del Calo, and Jake Matera just fucking wilding out over serial killers every week. And then also, yeah, check out our shows upcoming. We have The Stand, New York City, January 20th. So please come out to that.
Fuck yeah. Zach D'Amico.
Just follow me online, but I got a sick show in Brooklyn on January the 11th, 8 p.m. at Five Boroughs Brewing Company. Tickets are on Eventbrite, and it's me, Josh Adam Myers, Brian Six, Ryan Shaner, and Sean Gardini.
The fucking boys.
I just think that's a fucking sick lineup.
The boys, dude.
And you should come out if you're in Brooklyn.
White power, folks. Holy shit. Well, nobody cared. Like that, you know, it was a white person who booked that fucking lineup. They were like, we do not give a shit about diversity at all.
Or they just wanted to do this again.
They just wanted a good show.
Excuse me.
No, dude, chill.
COVID, no big deal. I have at-home COVID tests, a dozen of them. I'm ready. I'm never waiting in the
line. Can I go
again.
Half on a couple of those with you?
Do you want a couple?
Yeah. So I can go back to work.
Oh, wow.
Actually, let's share one. Can we split one?
Just one up my nostril, one up your nostril, see what happens. Comes back positive, we don't know. Yeah. We got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky, just in a couple weekends, guys. Myself and the great Anthony Zenhauser will be accompanying me on those gigs. Lexington, Kentucky. Get those tickets right now, lewisofskanks.com. Funny Bone, Connecticut. Hartford, Connecticut, the 21st and 22nd. And then I'll be in February at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. Comics at Mohegan Sun, the 24th of the 26th. And then the EMAS Theater in Pennsylvania, EMAS Pennsylvania, on the 11th of March. Zach and Mika will be on a bunch of those gigs as well. I know you're going to be on the Funny Bone Hartford, hopefully all the other ones. Got some fun gigs coming up. But yeah, come check me out on the road. Lots more stuff coming up all before the summer. I'm trying to go back out to Europe this summer, so look out for more information on that. Make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Very close to being partnered. Very close to being partnered on Twitch. My average viewer count has to go up by like another 15 people, and it's over, baby.
I'm racing you. I'm racing your partner.
Ooh, how many subscribers do you have?
I only track average viewers.
How many followers do you have?
I don't know, dude. I think I'm probably neck and neck with you with actual people watching.
How many people are watching?
I'm almost a partner. I'll say that. I'm over 60.
I'm averaging 61 right now.
I think I'm probably 61 and a half, maybe 62.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
You think you're doing great, dude. You're doing a really good job. I'm happy
but
for you.
But the past few days, I've been doing crazy long streams, like pathetically long streams, 5 hours, 6 hours sometimes.
Yeah.
Those people are getting over 100 people. It's getting wild. It's getting wild.
I got to get back to playing video games. I'm actually like engaging with people and talking to them the whole time. And it's just like, people are like, dude, we just want to see you be dominant at video games. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, fine.
You rule at fucking... what is your best game? Is it still Rocket League?
It's probably still Rocket League.
He's fucking great.
It's just I can't find a great
challenge.
Screams
like a little bitch in Warzone.
You oh, get the fuck they out chase of my
him.
Face,
they
dude.
Chase him. He cries.
Shut the fuck
like, I'll
up.
I'll save
dude.
You, Butterly.
I'm cool as a fucking cucumber.
Don't worry. We don't got any race cars here, any soccer
First
balls.
First of all, Lewis doesn't know his fucking dick from his mouth when he's holding a controller with a headset on. He's got to unplug shit and plug it back in 15 times every minute. And then his fucking chat's harassing me because they can't get his fucking attention.
Put a pin in that. That's crazy energy. Very, very alpha-like energy, and I like it. For says the guy who doesn't have headphones to fucking chat with.
I just got him. I had just gotten an Xbox. Dude.
He's on fire!
God, what were you using before? I just got an Xbox, and I didn't have a headset for it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And Lewis is fucking inviting me every 15 seconds
and
to
the
game.
And he's yelling at his television. That's not how it works, Butterly. Don't tell me. You fucking asshole.
You don't want to do this. This is not a road you want to go down.
Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial and get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows we do here. We do 3 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast every single week. They're all in one place. The latest 20 are on iTunes and YouTube. But if you guys want thousands of hours of content you can't get anywhere else, get it all at GasDigitalNetwork.com. And my brand new MMA show is starting today. Yo MMA Rap with myself and the great Dave Smith. Our first episode tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the GasDigitalNetwork.com. Two dumb comedians break down fights in a very ignorant way. It is going to be quite the shit show, but I'm very excited to get together with Dave Smith one more time. If you're a Legion of Skanks fan and you like when we talk about fights, this is the show for you. I'll tell you right now. That's a small percentage of those people, but I think it's enough to get us at least another couple months with Yo Kratom. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting the show. Yeah, that's that.
You want to do the drawing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give a free piece of merch to. Very few this month, Shannon. Why are there so few reviews?
I don't know why.
iTunes isn't the platform that people aren't consuming podcasts the way they used to. iTunes used to be like the fucking gold standard, and now it's like split. Even I look at our numbers. Our numbers are like split. It used to be 10% YouTube and 90% iTunes and like, you know, your RSS feed. And now it's like fucking 50-50 in some cases. 60-40.
I did numbers today, and Rap is killing it on YouTube.
Yeah. That's oh, that's right. It's a number. It's a number day today. Ooh, mm-hmm. I'm excited about this meeting right here. Your winner for a free piece of merch, good or bad review. You got to leave a review on iTunes. We should do a different thing. Is there another platform? Leave us a review on TikTok or what is the new platform?
Lemon Party's
Getter.
Getter.
Go leave us a Getter review, right?
Okay. Yeah.
As Rogan, everyone's talking about Rogan getting on Getter. I was on Getter before Rogan. We're going to prove this in a minute. Okay. I was on Rogan. I got on Getter December 31st. Rogan got on Getter a day or two after me.
You did think it was a rape date app, though.
Get her.
Get her.
I thought it was Larry the Cable Guy's social media platform. Sounds like it's going to really take off.
A dating app that shows you geographically where weak women are.
I love how every like 6 months there's a new platform for people who are just getting called incels on Twitter.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's like, yeah, we're going to start around.
I'm telling you right now. I love it. That's a great idea for an app, Zach. it'll show you like it actually shows all women on the app. It shows where every woman is at any given point. right? But it gives you ratings on how susceptible to
how susceptible to rape they are.
To rape. They
are. Have you ever actually? Have you ever agreed
rape,
with a woman?
Rape. What?
Have you ever had an agreement with a woman where you were going to attempt to rape her and she had to fend you off?
That's actually there's isn't there like a. Is there a company that does that? Did I read about that?
There is a company that will rape your wife if you pay them $200. That's what I got my wife for her birthday. It's like, look in the driveway.
You gotta find them on Pinterest.
Dude, what a hilarious prank to play on a dude. Be like, hey, you're hired to rape this girl. Really?
Yeah, hey, she's into it. All the paperwork's done. Just go get her. .com.
Go get her.
Instead of a stripping cop, you get a raping cop.
Well, that's it. You can, or yeah. Are you like an Uber driver? Maybe that's what it is. That's what the Getter app is. When you have a guy that's willing to rape you for a fee, he shows up on your Getter app.
Every kiss begins with rape.
Rape! I like all these ideas for the Getter app, and if we should pitch it to Getter.
I think this would be a great thing. You could use this as content. I can't, but agree with find the time with your lady and say, like, hey, I'm going to try to forcibly penetrate you. You can do whatever you want to try to stop me. I think she would probably come out unscathed. It's really difficult.
Oh, no. I agree that it is. Yeah. Actually, hold on a second. The winner of that that free piece of merch... Crack Amico.
That's a great name.
Crack Amico wins a free piece of merch. Good or bad review on iTunes.
It's not a great
what review. What do they say?
So the title is It's Okay.
It is okay.
But they gave 5 stars.
Okay, thank you.
And said, Natalie's new podcast isn't even that bad. And that's then it true. Says...
Help with Natalie Cuomo. Shout out to Help.
And then it says S/O Zach Amico.
Shout out to Zach Amico. You don't know what... You fucking boomer bitch.
What do they call
women that are boomers?
Fat old dumb bitches.
Golden girls. All right, golden girl.
That's how you write shout out.
Yeah, that's how you write shout out.
You do that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No. Why not?
The kids.
He's not a wigger.
Yeah.
So this is a wigger. It's not that I'm a boomer.
Yeah, Crack Amico is obviously a wigger. That's a great rapper name, by the way. Crack Amico, like an underground rapper. I love it, dude. Can somebody take that name and write us raps? If you take the name Crack Amico, sorry, Crack Amico, the guy who came up with that name, we're going to steal it from you. All great ideas are stolen by somebody else and made better. So Crack Amico, we need a rapper who's not established out there but can drop some sick shit. You know what? I thought of a new fucking contest. We are going to name the next Crack Amico. Okay, this is what it's going to be. We're gonna give you a career in rap, okay? What you have to do is you have to write us a rap less than 30 seconds, up to a minute if it's good, up to a minute, but 30 seconds or less if it's okay. You have to be able to gauge whether or not, and I want an honest assessment of your own abilities.
Wow.
Okay, so if you send in a minute and it fucking stinks, you're not getting through to the next round. Let's get real, okay? So what you have to do is you have to be a rapper. And you're going
to be an unnamed rapper, an anonymous rapper.
Yes. And you're going to assume the identity.
By the way, aren't all new rappers just rhyming things with whatever their name is?
Doggy, we're going to name Crack Amico and we're going to turn him into a famous fucking underground
MC. I'll get to it eventually.
This is America's next top wigger.
Doggy, I'll tell you, look, if you're white, you know, you're going to get, it's going to be a big deal. If you're white and you can fucking nail this dude, I imagine Crack Amico is a fucking white guy with face tattoos.
No doubt.
Unquestionably, dude. Crack Amico is a fucking piece of shit. Okay? But it's almost like did this with the monkeys, right? This is what they did with the monkeys. Easy.
Easy, Zach. You can still call them rappers. Yeah.
God, boys. Yeah. Whoa. Wow. Very, very racist. Very racist.
Wow, man. What a piece of shit.
Rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rat, you name it.
Listen. Okay, that's what they did with the monkeys. They conceptualized the monkeys, mm-hmm. and then they booked the monkeys to...
Yeah, then they hired people to be the monkeys.
So that's what we're doing. We're establishing that there's Crack Amico, who is this fucking dope-ass, sick, underground rapper. He's, first of all, he's like crazy, dude.
He's dangerous, dude.
He's got face tattoos. He's got fucking gold grills, guns. Bitches, Scissorp, all that fucking shit, dude. What do Wigger SoundCloud rappers do now? It's like they mix pills and shit.
And
right?
He's bi, so he brags about slurping meat, too. Yeah, that'd be cool. That's what I need. Well, Lil Nas X kind of has that corner.
Krakenico, it doesn't. He's bi, though. Fuck it. I like this.
Oh, yeah. He's got to give me something I can relate to and then talk about stuff.
But he doesn't got to be fat or he doesn't have to be weird like Zach. He doesn't got to have funny hair. I think he's more like a skinny, like Wiggery.
He's tough Dylan.
Yeah, way tougher Dylan. Yeah, but yes, Krakenico would look kind of like Dylan with face tattoos. Can we just turn Dylan into Krakenico? Hold on, this bit is evolving.
No, you actually have to suck it for the video, Dylan. Do you want to be in the Gas Journal or not?
Listen to me. I really like this idea. I think everyone's on board with this Krakenico idea. What you have to do is if you want to be the next Krakenico, send us a sample of your music, 30 seconds to a minute, but it can't be a sample. It has to be a rap about the real ass podcast in our world. Don't fucking, you know, it can't be vague. You can't just mention us once. I want a nice, in-depth, dope-ass rap. We'll say a minute. I'll say about a minute. In fact, if it's fire, I'll give you a minute and a half. Now we're going to actually expand this a little bit, okay? We're going to do a whole show where you don't even have to work. We're just listening to
rap. Are you going
to
have like an in-person final where it's like down to the top four or whatever and they got
the
like
winner of this will fly to New York and we'll put you up at a hotel. And we'll give
you a carton of Newports.
Yeah, we're gonna give you partial custody of a daughter that you're never allowed to see.
I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna put you up in an Airbnb directly across the street from a high school. Talk some hot high school bitches, and you can come and perform your songs on the Real Ass Podcast, and we will premiere and debut Krakenico. This is a big fucking deal, guys. I mean, is everyone as excited as me? I'm very, very excited.
That's what's up, nigga.
So what you have to do is you have to send an email to realassofficial@gmail.com with your song by when? Shannon?
Groundhog's Day.
2 weeks.
Groundhog's fucking day. Zach's a fucking creator.
You think Zach's good? Wait to hear Crack.
Yeah. Crack. Dude, Crack.
My protege.
He's got some big suspenders to fill.
I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited about Krakenico. I'm very excited about today's show, by the way. realassofficial@gmail.com. By Groundhog's Day. And on our Groundhog Day extravaganza, we will... What day of the week is Groundhog Day on?
Wednesday.
Yes. On our Groundhog's Day extravaganza, which we just do the same show over and over and over again. But we don't put on a repeat.
Doing that.
We just... What is it, Legion of Skanks?
Lewis, what if that's how you revealed the winner? You pulled them out of a hole. You dressed it at top hat and you held them up over your head.
Oh, shit.
Six more weeks of Wigger.
Doggy, you know what? Your hype man is Punxsutawney Phil. 100%, dude. It's Krakenico and Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Pill.
Punxsutawney Pill, yeah, dude.
Six more weeks of living with your mom.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney. He only fucks fat chicks. He only fucks fat chicks. Punxsutawney Phil. He's got to be black.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil is definitely black, dude. He's a little fucking black guy. He's like 5'3". He's the best. I love this, dude. We should just create rappers instead of fucking...
create a rapper all day. Let's pick his tattoos.
Dude. Well, you know, he's got to come with his own tattoos. I want somebody to bring their own flavor to this. It's not just about me. Hey, can I get a black coffee, Paco? Thanks. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is an online service that makes it super easy for you to buy auto parts. If you're an idiot like me and know nothing about auto parts, this is where you're going to want to go. I have friends that work on my car. I have friends that do this for me. And when I ask them to do something, I always say, go to rockauto.com because that's where you're going to get the absolute best prices possible.
Absolutely. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, a guy who works on cars, or a moron like me and Lewis, who knows absolutely nothing, everybody has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to rockauto.com. Check out all the parts they have available. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that great. But if you get anything, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Well, look, we have a lot to talk about today. Joe Rogan being on Getter, that was a big, big news today. People are fucking... Shannon, when was I on Getter?
You were... you joined Getter in December.
When did Joe Rogan join Getter?
January.
Wow. Can you prove that your show?
Yes. This is your page.
Look at that.
Joined December 2021. And then Joe Rogan Heard. I don't have any followers. I haven't been promoting it at all. Joe Rogan Heard and Shoujo's that I was on Getter, and then he followed me over to the dark side.
What does Getter stand for?
I think it's supposed to be getting together. Look.
Wow.
It's a couple more followers than you do.
You know what? Don't be a bitch, Shannon. I just told the world that I'm on Getter. I debuted. Here's the problem, dude. I was planning on doing my own big debut today, and then fucking Rogan comes in and takes the scoop.
Yeah.
Again.
You've been planning this for a month.
Rogan
and
does.
And he ruined it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
So.
Beaten to the punch.
I'm just saying, it's, you know, look, am I a trendsetter? A go-getter? Who knows?
Seems like it.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything else that rhymed with Getter. I was going to do another one.
Man.
Yeah, I wish you were better.
Poinsettor? A poinsettor.
I'm going to get fucking out of my face and shut up. Hell yeah, dude. Suck my dick, Lewis.
The way I spit makes us both wetter.
Hell yeah. All right, look. We have a lot to talk about today. First of all.
Would you mind opening up your gift?
Oh, yeah. Who's this from?
It's your Secret Santa, me.
You're my Secret Santa?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of town. Zach, you're my Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Wow. This is going to be fun. Let's see.
So we were supposed to do a Secret Santa, and we didn't get to this year. And I was Lewis's Secret Santa, and I wanted to give him this present.
There you go. What's your guess? You shook it. What do you get? What do you get?
It's my son's hands. What a hilarious way to murder my child.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
To give me his hands on my own podcast.
What if it was his hands with a nice watch? Thank you, Zach. There we go.
Let's see. What do we got here? Okay, we got something. All right. We got, some maple duck stick jerky. Okay. A lot of it.
It's everyone's a different animal.
Oh, beef and ostrich.
Because I want, for when you train for your fight, I figure you need protein and you need to be the top of the food chain.
Can you guys lady in the tramp one of those right now?
Buffalo Bob.
He turned you into a gapex predator. These are keto.
All different. It's every different animal jerky.
Buffalo Bob's wild boar turkey, elk turkey, beef and ostrich. Alligator with beef. Whoa.
Welcome to the top of the food chain.
Doggy apex predator Gomez. I love this, dude.
And there's something else in there, too.
Antelope, pork.
This is actually chorizo. All animals that Joe Rogan killed.
Yeah.
Maple duck, buffalo. You see this, Rogan?
Wow.
You see this, Rogan?
There's something else in there, too. Watch your coffee, though.
Hold on. What else is it? Let's see. Hold on. Big Paul's rattlesnake products.
I hope that snake
does. Ooh, it's a real rattle.
No way.
I love it. That's amazing, Zach. Thank you. And now I get to do this all the time. Every time I make a joke.
You should take that on stage.
Zach, did they have rattlesnake strap-ons? Man.
No, but that's a fucking good idea.
This is awesome, dude. And it stands. Oh, no, it doesn't stand. Fuck.
Whoa, Zach, you should get that put on like a necklace. You should get like a thing around your neck for that. That would be pretty cool.
Dude, I should put it in place of my dick. A girl pulls up my dick, I'm like,
yeah. Ah, is that bigger?
Whoa, big boy.
Yeah.
Look at Chrissy Mayer's here. Why's Chrissy Mayer here? What up, girl?
That was a warm welcome.
What
the fuck are you doing here?
I wasn't saying in a shitty way. I was saying, what's up, Chrissy Mayer?
You just got a haunted rattlesnake tail.
Yeah. Let's go. I like it. Do you guys want some jerky? I'll give you something that I don't want. I can the shit that I can't regularly eat on my own. I don't want. See, these are all fucking good venison, alligator, turkey. Take the turkey.
I'll take the duck pussy one.
Well, no, because these are all like fucking crazy shit that you can't get. You know, I'll eat turkey all day long. Buffalo Bob's chorizo. Yeah, take the chorizo. You want some chorizo?
Sure.
Chorizo.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
What is even chorizo anyway?
It's Puerto Rican
Mexican
sausage.
There we go. We did it, boys. Thank you, Zach.
Merry
I love
Christmas,
you.
Buddy.
I love you. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Zach, you're very good at gifts, it turns out.
These are great gifts.
Good for you, man.
These are great gifts. I'm going to eat these jerkies, and they seem to be keto.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm on a new keto diet for the next 3 weeks. It's my last desperate attempt at getting Shannon to want to touch my body in Jamaica, man.
I am also super dieting for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, you are.
For Lewis?
No. Just because I'm going to be on a beach.
After those fucking farts.
Oh, was she lighting it up?
Oh, yeah.
We smell Shannon farts.
Oh, nobody has bought Shannon farts, but I gave my Venmo out at PR Rattlesnake.
By the way, I know. Have you seen a lot of likes of particular payments that you've made?
No, which payments did I make? Are my payments public?
So there are some that are. And I don't think you can see the amount, but you can see like the comment that you leave on it. And so like 2 years ago, you Venmoed me money and wrote "for sex" under it.
Hell yeah.
And I just keep getting likes of people liking that one.
I didn't realize that people could see things that I bought on Venmo. I realize I have to stop giving out my Venmo and go see what hookers I paid via Venmo.
Child size real doll is actually my landlord's name.
Oh, dude, do you know how many times the next day I saw that I Venmoed somebody at midnight and then again at 2:30 another $200? And I'm like, that's pretty. And it says like film investment.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I had no idea. But yeah, so I gave it my Venmo at PR Rattlesnake and I did not get anybody, not a single person bought a fart jar. So Shannon, I think we should lower the price to $100 instead of $100. She farted into jars. Okay. We're trying to sell them for $200 a pop.
I think $100.
I'll take one for $100.
Will you take one for $100?
I will.
Shannon, can you give this man a fart jar right now?
Yes.
Thank you. Rainey?
Shannon, what's your Venmo?
Oh, should I say? Oh, now I'm scared.
Well, can I say the point is, Shannon, I've gotten about $200 in just money.
So it's Shannon.
So I've gotten thousands of dollars in requests. People are like, I'll request $8,000. I'm going to request $6,669. I'm like, all right. Nice. It means nothing to me.
Shannon Lee Ding.
Shannon Lee Ding on Venmo. But I've got people that have just said, I have like $200 in Venmo payments that have just come through. And I'm like, this is great.
You should return that.
Is she getting one?
No. Can you return payments? I don't think you can.
Yeah, I think you can return payments.
Oh, I'm not returning them. Fuck them.
I would send it back.
Are they idiots?
They own you for the rest of your life.
I'm not returning the payments.
Dude, once you take that money for free from somebody, they fucking own you.
I would sooner give the money to Shannon.
Shannon, can we sample the farts first? Like, can I get a fart flight?
I mean, once you open it,
is that like where you get the Mike wants the four different Mike flavors of beer?
Mike wants a fart from the tap, like getting his face under the Slurpee.
Yeah. He gets like 6 9.5 ounce fart jars.
Oh my God.
Are you going to open it on the air or are you going to jerk off to it later?
I'll open it if you guys want to.
It's a waste.
Yeah, it's a waste. It's only for you.
I mean, look, I will say they did open it and get a second crack out of it, and the second crack I got was brutal.
Well, okay, so what happened was it was four of us. Lewis and Anthony Zenhauser opened theirs, didn't really get it.
I didn't get
much of it. Me and Big J got rank ones enough that I could hand Lewis my jar after, and it was still good, and Jay handed his to Anthony's. And it had a second whiff.
So the 50% of the jars didn't smell horrible. They you could smell something. It was like a little, but then I was like, what is this? If it doesn't punch you in the fucking mouth, if it doesn't fucking jump,
if it doesn't jump down your throat.
Like a cartoon hand, the shape of like a smoke hand comes out and goes boom.
if you still have eyebrows,
then come back and take another jar. Yeah. You took one of the weaker jars, and I'm not gonna be an asshole.
Shannon, I want to feel like I just got bad news.
Will this do that?
All right, cool. I want to feel like a kid just died. Will this do that?
You may, yes.
All right.
It was something else, boys.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
You're going to have to get hard first.
Which one should I take a bite of? The maple duck? Some weird.
Dip it in the fart.
Alligator. Oh, Jesus.
It's like queso.
Yeah. Elk. Wild boar. Beef and buffalo. That's nothing. Venison. Alligator.
I knew he was going to dig this.
At first I was like, all right, Zach, beef jerky, you fucking dickhead. What a shit gift. But then I realized that it's fucking wild animals that you can't get anywhere else. It's amazing.
Yeah, Zach's a real weird meat connoisseur.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to do, the alligator with beef Cajun style sounds fucking just brutal.
No, it's going to be good.
Let's see.
I think they're all going to be pretty good.
Let's see, I'm going to snap into a Slim Jim.
Alligator's pretty good.
I've had alligator nuggets.
Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere like Florida, one of these little shit fucking towns. By the way, Florida, they've been somebody made a play for Skankfest in Florida, St. Petersburg. How's St. Petersburg?
Oh, is that great. Cool? Yeah, it rules. Florida's
these
the best.
These people in St. Petersburg are like, dude, we want Skankfest there. And I was like, maybe. We're talking to Vegas still, so.
Skankfest, Florida does sound like a recipe for death.
Yeah.
Sounds like an actual town in Florida.
Skankfest, Florida.
Skankfest, Florida. Population, everyone.
Yeah, everywhere around Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater feels like you're about to be murdered, so it's nice. Perfect for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder how often people drown in cargo shorts in Florida.
Can I have scissors from somebody? I'm going to break my awesome teeth.
Yeah, Florida inheritance is actually the contents. That's all you get.
All right, Zach and Mika, we must thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew, a unique online service that gets your dick rock hard. It's a chewable replacement, same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, but it's in a chewable form, so it acts that twice as fast, and it's at a fraction of the cost.
And it's an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. And it's simple. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. Their tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct. So that's why it's cheaper than going to the pharmacy.
And they really do work. I'll tell you right now. You chew it 20, 30 minutes before you get a bang. Your dick is going to stay rock hard. If you want to go a few extra rounds, this is the way to do it, okay? When I pleasure my woman, I want to pleasure her all night long. Look at the bitch booth getting all wet and hot and bothered. That's right. I pleasure her all night long, and Blue Chew is the reason I can do that. If you want to try Blue Chew for free, all you got to do is go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code RAP. You're going to get your first month absolutely free. All you got to do is pay the $5 shipping. $5 shipping, free month of Blue Chew. Try it out. It's going to work. If you don't like it, cancel it. Fuck it. But it will work. I promise you. That's why they're giving you a free trial. Blue Chew. Go get a hard dick. All right. Where were we? All right. So... let's talk about this. Fuck it. Does it live or does it die? Shannon, let's go with that.
Does it live or does it die?
What is this, babe?
Okay, so this is this happened over the weekend. A Queens man trying to jump the turnstile in the subway.
I'm seeing. Have you guys seen this?
No.
No, I heard about it, though.
Okay.
All right, well, don't play the game if you know what happens.
Yeah, I know.
You know the game, boys. We're going to show you part of a video, if not all, sometimes all of it, depending. But based off of the evidence that we see, you have to guess whether or not the person or animal in this video lived or died. And we send the, if they died, we send this video evidence to their family.
There's no sound. So he's trying multiple times. He's obviously drunk or something. To jump over the turnstile.
You don't have to do
that. I like how he tried a different turnstile. Like the first one was fucked up.
He's
oh, man, he's foiled.
Who's new to this?
Well, I don't think he's going to get a lot more practice.
Zach.
Dude. Oh, no! Oh, that looks like that stripper that fell on her face and broke her neck. Well, she's probably still there.
How's that stripper? Is she still...
I don't remember.
Rolling into the pool now.
See, I mean, based off just off the video, my reaction would be like, this guy's alive. It's not that bad.
Yeah, he's alive and eating his own ass right now.
Yeah.
So my thought would be, if he was sober and fell like that, it would kill him.
Drunk is
but
an
I
advantage.
Feel like drunk people survive stupid shit like that.
They do because your body goes limp easier and that's how you survive. So I'm going to say,
I always go limp easier when I'm drunk.
You devil.
Even if he is paralyzed, like if you're Puerto Rican and paralyzed, like you get like a lifetime supply of flat brim hats. Yeah. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's going to be way harder to jump a turnstile in a wheelchair that you move around with a straw.
They don't give Puerto Ricans a wheelchair. They give them their own Puerto Rican Day Parade float. Float? I said float? Yeah. He gets dancers.
He's actually got a straw-powered Bigfoot.
Dude, Puerto Rican motorized chairs, it looks like you're, like, standing out of the top of a Jeep with no top.
The chair hits your wife for you.
Doggy, I think he's dead, and I'll tell you why. This wouldn't be news if he didn't die.
Hmm.
This wouldn't be news. There's no way it would get here. Like, it's just a goofy dude. That's some cell phone shit that would go viral. Not security from the MTA.
Yeah.
Not security footage from the MTA. That no. They're not releasing that on like, oh, look at this goofy asshole. Come on, everyone. Let's laugh at this dickhead. This is evidence.
No. They're trying to scare you out of jumping the turnstile because they can't stop you any other way.
What if they left his body there to show everyone?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to end up Puerto Rican? This is what happens.
First of all, that's not how you get through the turnstiles. Everyone knows.
He's a rookie. That's
Do you know how to get through the turnstiles?
No. I pay like a grown-up.
Well, that is the number one way.
Yeah, you suck it, right?
Yeah. No.
Can you go under them?
You
got to go opposite motion and then
let me show you with jerky as the sample. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Here's a turnstile.
Okay.
It's pretty good. By the way, this alligator jerky is delicious. It's just making me sweat my ass off, though. All right. So you try to go through, right? It comes out this way, right? Right? So if somebody's going
out. You look like Joe Rogan and Wolverine had a baby.
Look.
2'4".
Look. So you're leaving the turnstile, right? You can come out, click, 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 right?
Yeah, that's
the
way it works,
okay? You can't push it, right? Mm-hmm. So what you do is, this is your legs, right? You kind of turn to the side a little bit. You pull it a little bit, right?
Up until it's about to click,
right? Right? And there creates enough space right there for your fucking legs. Even my fat thighs could go through. You put your thigh in, the other thigh in through that, click, you're in.
Sure.
You can't even see it with the naked eye. Okay. Unless there's a cop looking for you. You can just, dude, I'll tell you right now, this is anybody who's a fucking street trash urchin from New York City understands how to do this. It's crazy that this guy had to kill himself doing whatever the fucking goofy shit he was doing. He had to die because he didn't watch this. Don't die.
I'm an over-the-top kind of guy, though.
See, I think he panicked because he lost his phone on the first attempt.
Sure.
And now he's stuck on one side with his phone on the other, and that's why he panicked.
Well, right. Also, you're worried about the cops. Like, they're going to come and see you. They're going to give you a ticket or arrest you.
Or if you run, now your phone's gone.
What happened here now? What did Shannon, did he live or die?
Can we watch it again first?
Yeah, hold on.
Can we still find it?
Can we laugh at it again first?
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, they're implying.
Yeah, also warning graphic content. It's not graphic. If he lives, it's just hilarious. There's nothing graphic about this. Oh, shit. So my phone.
It looks like he tried to go through it the first time. And now he's like, all right, I've never done a dip in my life.
It's Minority Twister.
Ooh, oh, look at him. Oh, man. Almost. He's swimming upstream.
Oh, this poor guy.
And we're about to do it.
And I'll just, God damn it, son of a, like, God.
Yeah, dude. Ooh. I think he's dead, dude.
I don't know. I think he's holding a bridge.
Somebody
there.
Had to find him, too. That sucks.
So he, this incident actually happened at 6:45 a.m. on Sunday, and he died.
I know.
He broke his neck.
Oh, I know. Shit. I just said that.
Wow.
You
asked me.
He's dead.
I know.
That's a dead guy.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Wow.
I'm a good detective, dude. I can just.
I feel like had he lived, they would have withheld that footage for the lawsuit because they wouldn't want people to see it at home because then they couldn't be jurors.
Yeah.
They died. He died doing what he loved.
That's what happened to Christopher Reeve, isn't it?
Evading fares.
Yeah, he tried jumping a horse.
He tried jumping a horse over a turnstile.
The night Christopher Reeve died, it was the first night that I did coke, and I was like coming down off of it. And then I was like, this is the worst I'll ever feel. And literally seconds later on the TV, I hear, actor Christopher Reeve is dead. It's like, it does not get any worse. I hate this fucking drug.
That's how they all died. That's how Robin Williams died. He fucking tied his
belt
neck.
Belt around the horse's neck.
No, he tied a belt to the turnstile. He's had people going through it over and over again. Yeah, it's sad, you know. What are you going to do? He should have used my technique. He should have used the Gomez technique.
The patented Gomez turnstile.
Because look, I'm a fat guy. I do not have the ability to, and I have jumped the turnstile. For the first few years you jump turnstiles, you're doing it that way.
I'm clearing it, no hands, guaranteed every time.
You think so? I step over it like El Gigante.
I
would say,
I grab the turnstile and shake
like a little boy.
Yeah, dude. Fuck it. I do a parkour dive and I roll.
I thought he was going to do that on the last one, but
I paid for it.
He did a parkour
dive. Like $1 million man, Ted DiBiase. And I walked through it, shaking my card. Everybody's got it.
Money.
As soon as he dies, like the Undertaker music just plays.
Bong. Well, he died in like the Exorcist spider walk position.
That's how they should have buried him.
He did look a little bit like Miles Morales. I thought he was Miles Morales for a second. I was like, dude, just do your Spider-Man thing.
Miles Morales.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We did it, boys. We did it. Damn. Damn, Zach.
Randy brings it at him. I got to jump on the puns fast.
Miles Morales. Fuck off. That's so good. Yeah, RIP to him and his family.
He was only 28.
He was only 28.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I mean, that's not, I don't know. I feel like you should be paying for your turn seven. But I will say, for a while, even
he had his whole life in front of him and then kind of under him and behind him in a way.
I will say that at 28, I was still jumping turnstiles. I was still just fucking, I was out there just trying to get ahead in whatever way I could.
What took it out of you? Having money?
Moving out of New York City a year ago. I wouldn't be above jumping a turnstile if, like, I needed a Metro card and the train was coming. I would still, to this day, I would just break the law. There's no way that I would, I'd be like, oh, I'll just wait for another train. Even if I saw there was a train 1 minute behind it, it would just drive me out of my mind. But I used to, every time I would go into a store, I would try to steal something so I could, not just try to steal anything, but I would try to steal something I was going to buy.
You ever get caught?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason I did that was because I was trying to actually make a difference in my life. In terms of, like, value. Like, if I didn't do it every time, it didn't add up. I needed to really add up to value. I needed to look at the end of my year and go, you know what, dude? I stole, like, fucking $600 worth of products from Duane Reade this year. And that was, like, I put that, like, in the win column. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I stole deodorant. I didn't pay for deodorant between ninth grade and 34 years old.
Toothpaste.
Yeah.
That's how I was with toothpaste. I was like, this is crazy. You're not going to charge me $7 for toothpaste. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got over on Rite Aid pretty good.
Yeah.
Would you ever treat yourself and steal something you didn't need?
Just to steal it, yeah, sometimes. To this day,
I'll steal something.
Yeah, it does feel good.
To this day, I'll still do that. I'll be in the airport and there'll just be something on the counter and I'll go. And I'll just take it right in front of the person. And it could be anything. It's just a Statue of Liberty statue, like a little mini statue. And I was like, now I have this.
I was actually born with a neck pillow, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what it is. There's something about once in a while being able to just have that little thrill. Mm-hmm. But I still have it sometimes.
You stole me a little stuffed Freddy Krueger.
Uh-huh. When?
Like a year or two ago, you just handed it to me. You're like, I saw this the other day and I took it. And I know it was just available and then you had it. You're like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? Oh, Zach likes this crap.
I stole a vase from a hotel bathroom recently. I put it under my coat and I brought it home. I shit you not. Very recently. It's
by the way,
new
now there's
house.
Just flowers in a hotel trash can in Lewis's house. Why is this vase on the floor?
I liked the color of it. I was like, this is great. I know you can't have cameras in bathrooms. So I was like, this is now my vase. And I stole a vase from a hotel bathroom.
Jesus, dude.
And half of it was because I liked the vase. Half of it was because I just was like, fuck it. I want to see if I can do this. And I did. I put it under my coat. Walked out. What's that?
And my wife and her friends, they steal from like restaurants if they like the
salt shakers,
the glassware or like the silverware or something. They're like, oh, I'll just take those home. See what's up.
Yeah, I have a bunch of decent salt shakers. A
bunch of mismatched cups in our house.
My salt and pepper shakers are pretty fire. I got like four or five pretty dope sets. Because you see them, you're like, you know, I have dope chopsticks. I have like chopsticks with like dope like carvings in the wood.
Oh yeah, like the shiny inscriptions off the handle.
Oh yeah, there's some fucking
that's fire living
shit. Yeah, dude. I was like, I'm going to need eight more sets of these chopsticks.
Yeah, I got into stealing DVDs in high school. I went to Tower. There was a Tower Records on South Street. And man, I love box sets. I love stealing box sets. I love finding a place and very like sneakily opening it to get the metallic tag out so that I just walk out of the place. Damn, dude.
Yeah, my hardest wigger phase, I was stealing CDs and they had that long plastic thing on the end. So the CD was like this long.
Oh, right. Where it was like.
It looked like a hurdle.
Mm-hmm. What was that? Fuck, it was the weirdest casing around CDs. It's before they could establish simply a little fucking tag.
Yes.
It was a giant cage that every CD would be in.
Mm-hmm.
It was bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because CDs are too small. They needed to be big and it needed to be hard to get off.
Okay, that's what it was.
I think it needs so you couldn't put it in your pocket.
Right.
If they wanted to make it wigger proof, they should have just required you to have access to your dad. In order to get one.
I wouldn't steal CDs as much in high school. What was I stealing? I mean, I would steal. We stole a lot of DVDs, but it was a lot of tag switching.
Sure.
That would be my scam. It wouldn't be so much just stealing CDs. We stole sneakers. We had a sneaker stealing ring in high school. When I was in high school, me and my buddy, we worked for a pizzeria.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy from the pizzeria would give us sizes. Because people who own pizzerias, they just know everybody. You know, your local fucking pizza guy, he's just, you know, everybody's in there. There was there's this Italian guy who owns pizza.
I feel like you don't open a pizza shop unless in your head a little bit you want to be involved in crime.
Not for nothing. After I think about this, this guy was probably involved in crime a little bit.
Yeah, he wanted, like, but it's not that he's a criminal. But there's an allure to being like a gangster to him.
Now that I just...
That's why you get in the pizza business.
He was reselling the sneakers. He's like, don't worry, it fell off of a retarded Puerto Rican teenager.
I'm just finishing The Sopranos now. And I've been on like a mob fucking kick. So I just watched Casino and Goodfellas in the past week. And but now that I'm sort of watching these as an adult, I look at this guy who owned this pizzeria, and I'm like, this guy might have fucking been mob connected only because he was doing shit like this. Like, I just feel like what the fuck type of pizza guy would be doing this unless he was trying to, like, fucking constantly create rackets and kick money up to somebody else. It's sort of crazy. He had me and my buddy James. We were teenagers. And by the way, we met this guy because he hired us when we were, like, 11 or 12 to, like, hand out flyers for his pizzeria.
Classic, yeah.
Right? And we took those flyers.
From the fucking dumpster. Yeah, dude. That's classic.
Every time.
That's ultimate neighborhood. Bro,
the reason we got caught, this guy knew who we were, dude, because we got caught because we took his flyers. And we were in Stony Point, New York, and we were on a bridge. And I forget the name of this bridge, but fucking whatever, dude. We were on this bridge in Stony Point, New York, right on Route 9W, and we took the entire box of flyers and we were like, "Let's just throw them off the bridge."
That's actually the test. Dude, it landed in his convertible. When a pizza guy is paying you to put menus in people's doors, he's actually looking for the kid that will throw it out. He's like, "That's my guy."
Yes, dude.
Yeah, dude, welcome.
As I look back, I'm realizing this now. Yep. He was fucking testing the waters to see which kids were fucking cool. Trashed.
Yeah, no, which ones are cool.
Doggy, we threw these.
We don't serve Sicilian here because we cut corners.
Dougie, we threw it off the fucking bridge and it just landed, like, they just scattered in, like, people's backyards. It wasn't like a bridge.
World
like
War II tactics. That's an Italian blizzard.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, and they were all like, there were houses down there, and it just, it was all over like people's yards and shit, and they're like, what the fuck? It has the number of the pizzeria. It's just, they just call the guy, the guy calls us in, we think we're picking up more flyers, and it's like, yeah.
You tell him we rented a plane to do that, dude. We're trying to be inventive.
Doggy, he was just like, yeah, you gotta go. So then, fucking, we, you know, that was that. He fired us, and years later, he hired us again to, like, be pizza delivery guys. Like, my buddy, the same two guys who fucking did it.
A bunch of neighbors with, like, 30 pizzas in their backyard.
Yeah, pick up a delivery. Yeah, can you come pick up your retards?
Doggy, we fucking, they hired us again. I was delivering pizzas for this guy. And then he, like, got us doing illegal shit for him. And he would give us sizes. He'd be like, all right, we need a size 6.5 female, 7.5 female, 11, 12 male. And we didn't have to have anything else. We didn't have to have anything else except for the size. And we had to get a major shoe brand. Just a major shoe brand. It could be a $50 Nike. It didn't have to be like top of the line. It could just be whatever. Because what he was doing, he was just selling these fucking sneakers. He was giving us $20 a pair, maybe $25 a pair. Then he'd sell them for like $40 a pair or whatever. And it would just simply be like whatever. So, but we were doing this for months. And we would go into Modell's. And I... in New York,
they have the stacks of the boxes of the shoes out. You don't have to ask for your size, yeah. And yeah,
yes. And so we would just pull off. We had a friend who gave us a thing. We lost
the tag snapper.
Yeah, but we lost it pretty quickly. But you can literally just pull that shit off. You had a little bit of fucking strength, right? So we would go in, and what I also found out, because I worked at Hot Topic when I was younger, and they told us, this is in my act, I talk about this, but they told us when I worked at Hot Topic that, like, if somebody's stealing, you can't physically touch them. You can say, hey, you have to stop, you have to call security, the security has to call the cops, have to come to the store, like, so
the most you can do is grab the bag.
Yes.
They have a bag of stuff.
Yes, you can take, technically you're probably not even allowed to do that. That's the reality. You're not allowed to put your fucking hands on them. You can sue them.
Yeah, right? But were you going to like a mall, or were you just going to like Modell's in the neighborhood?
The Modell's had a separate entrance, the Palisade Center Mall. The Modell's had a separate entrance at the Palisade Center Mall. So you enter the Modell's. Yeah. So we would go in, and we're coming with shopping bags. and I would steal. Like, I mean, obnoxious. Like, I would have no fear. Like, I, security would be on me. I'd be like, yeah, okay. And then I'd go, click. I'd look at the guy. I'd be like, click. I'd put it into the bag because they couldn't fucking do anything. They just have to watch you do it. And I'd walk out with like 6 or 7 pairs of sneakers at a time. We just kept on doing this over and over again until one time the security guard was like, no, and then grabbed the bag for me.
Yeah.
And then I was wearing flip-flops. I was wearing flip-flops, and I only owned one pair of jeans. I owned 2 pair of jeans. And one of my pair of jeans were in the bag so I could give it weight when I walked into the store. So, like, I'm, like, pulling it, but, like, I only want my pair of jeans.
That was your phone over the turnstile.
Yes, dude. I'm like, no, motherfucker, take the shoes. I need my other pair of jeans.
And that was my other jeans!
I have church and court. I need those.
I need these jeans I just stole, dickhead.
Yeah, I had to let the bag go, and you know, he got the jeans.
So we got wise to those rules, and but, like, dude, when you're out in, like, the fucking, in the neighborhood, and you're not at the fucking mall, like, the rules go out the window. So my buddy Jerry got caught stealing just a bundle of PlayStation controllers from Toys R Us. And he was like, I get to the parking lot.
Sometimes you deal with the guy who works there, who he stops playing. You see this all the time. Like, a McDonald's employee will just, like, say, fuck it, and then fight a customer, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to do that. The rules are you'll get sued. You can't punch customers in the face. But there's a moment where they just go, I don't give a fuck. And that's who very often is security or who's working at a Toys R Us.
Or if he's just, like, a wash in the lowlifes every day. It's just like, dude, you're not at the rules. You're in the fucking...
I can't imagine you were non-confrontational at Hot Topic, though. No, you're linking your lip ring to his. You're not going anywhere.
I wasn't security. I was like retail, and I hated it. Mm-hmm. Like folding a T-shirt. Like
he took out his Jack Skellington earrings to fight a customer one time.
But like I took down my fishnet arm stockings. I was so terrible at folding clothing, and that was half the job. Was you're just like you're folding clothes until somebody comes to the register. This if you ever walk into a retail store, you just watch what they're doing. They're just folding clothes, and somebody comes in and they stop folding clothes and they help them. And that work makes me want to fucking kill myself. I hate it. And I couldn't fold clothes, so all the clothes are fucking a mess. To this day, I have no idea how they do
it. That's how Hot Topic should be, by the way. It should be all fucked up. The clothes should be all ripped and shit.
Yeah, dude.
You go in there and it's just like finally.
That's the sex pile over there. That's where we have whores. Fuck. That's what honestly thought Hot Topic was, and then when you're a kid, you're like, oh, this is the fucking goth store. And you're, it's just.
And you find out it's owned by the Gap?
Yeah, it's a corporate fucking whatever. But, yeah, so I'm sorry. So your boy was stealing controllers.
My boy was stealing controllers, and he got to the door. He's like, well, I know when I get to the parking lot, I'm home free. And an employee calmly followed him outside, pressed him against the wall, and punched him in the balls as hard as he possibly could.
I love it.
That was when he stopped stealing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing. You run into those people who just, like, on the rule day, they weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And like, so, yo, somebody tried to steal from us. Or they take it personal, like, you're trying to steal from them. You're like, no.
Tim, when he got punched in the balls, did he lose all his rings like Sonic?
A bunch of coins popped out of him. Yeah, that was a great, fun time.
Tim, why did you get into trouble over the weekend?
Who, I got into trouble?
Twitter.
Oh, my place, God. Dude. I think it was a misunderstanding, honestly. I made an innocent joke because Tyler Rothrock said, hey, who does anyone even know how Betty White died? And I said, yeah, she died with a belt around her neck slamming her clam.
It's hilarious.
And, dude, autoerotic asphyxiation joke is like tales all the time. Yeah. And I just, no one made it. So I was like, oh, I'll get this out of the way for you guys. So no one else has to make the joke. And a bunch of fucking brain dead British housewives, I think, interpreted that as me saying I strangled and fucked Betty White to death, which is actually way funnier. I'll give them credit for
which
that.
Is...
But now I can't use Twitter because every time I look at it, it's just like some new dumbest fucking gangly toothed retard from England.
No, are they really still going after you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, some feminist blogger. Wait, I mean,
who is the culprit, Shannon? I don't want any beef with this woman.
I can't tell any of them apart because they're all identical. There's like every
they all look like the super nanny.
Well, they all share the same pic. All they do is post pictures of trans people all day because that's all they care about. They're just like Harry Potter super fans.
Is it Jim Norton?
And they're trying to they're all their partners.
Yeah,
but they're like Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling super fans. So they're just like. Dude, trans people are coming to get us, and it's just like...
Oh, wait, that's these... So they're like...
These people, yeah. The people.
They're TERFs.
What a weird section of women to be after you.
yeah, I know. It's truly bizarre. And they're just like, you are a fucking moron. I'm like, yes, that's the point. I'm an idiot. And I'm just trying to make my friends laugh by saying stupid
things.
Let me see.
Pull this up. Are there people, are still saying stuff? No.
Yeah.
Tweet something right now. Tweet something right now.
They're not following me. They're just retweeting the original thing. And
well, tweet something now and see if they're harassing you. Tweet something like,
Let me see.
Tell them you're giving away free dick tape.
Would you still think this joke was hilarious if some stranger on the internet said this about your recently deceased grandmother?
Yeah.
This is from 4 minutes ago.
It'd be hilarious. No.
And I'll retweet it right now and I'll say, my best friend commissioned a painting of my grandmother holding my legs behind my head, sucking my own dick. Which is true. Mike did that.
That was 4 minutes ago. All right. So what, it's still happening right now.
Yeah.
Give me another one. Give me another comment.
I just thought, dude, it's such a fucking waste of everything. And these people, like, they're just mad. And I'm like explaining to them, like, hey, look, I'm saying she did this to her. They're calling me a violent misogynist. And I'm just like, dude, there's no violence into this. I'm saying,
first of all, if I was a violent misogynist, you should be afraid.
And people are standing up for me, and I appreciate that, dude. I think, dude, and, you know, Lewis, a lot of your fans, like, come to my defense all the time. But, like, they're like, they're calling me an incel, and your fans are being like, Tim's actually happily married, and his family rules, and everyone likes him.
And if you weren't married, you'd be crushing fucking pussy.
I like to think so. You know what I mean?
Like, no, Tim's a handsome guy who does jiu-jitsu, is in good shape, charming, funny.
I'm kind as the day is long.
He murdered B. Arthur with his cock.
Yeah, so I just don't. It's just so sad. I don't know, man. It's impossible to pick any of this shit. And these just like, if you look at their timelines, it's just all day. All they post about is trans people using girls' bathrooms, and it's just like you can go back years, and it's all they think about.
Right.
And
they're all British, which is hilarious.
Yeah, they're all British, which, I mean, look what centuries of inbreeding has done to these fucking people.
See, you're doubling down now, Tim.
I mean...
you're doubling down.
Well,
do you have a message? Do you have a message for any of these girls out there that are harassing you on the internet?
Yeah, it's just... I want to say that I sympathize with them. I think... Here's what I think happened, and I'm getting into this theory a little bit more, but I think... Because you know how there's like 12,000% more trans people than there used to be? Like, it's like the biggest explosion in population growth is in the trans community.
12,000%?
Yeah. I haven't actually, that might be inaccurate. But I think England only has like 50,000 people currently living in it, and they're lying about how many people they have. And I think the rise in percentage of trans people has decimated middle-aged English marriages. And every English husband right now is getting into T-porn.
Right.
And these ladies are just getting left behind.
Well, young trans women are objectively hotter than middle-aged British women.
Every single time. Yeah. Yeah. And
it's very rare that you see a middle-aged British woman.
They don't have anything to combat this. There's nothing that they can do. So they're like, okay, well, I'll go harder into, like, you know, quote-unquote feminism. Hmm. And now they're coming after a mentally handicapped person.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Yeah. Guys,
they're saying, like, I'm a disgusting, violent misogynist, and they're calling my children ugly retards. And I'm like, that is funny.
How do they see your children?
They're just assuming. They asked, they were like, I was like,
you know, are your children ugly retards?
Like, are they charmless retards like you? Yeah. And I said,
half technically.
I told my kids this. I was like, dude, people want to know if you guys are charmless retards.
Do they have no class?
They have no cocks on your kids.
And there goes your kid's band name.
Yeah.
I bet your children think that trannies are people, don't they? They do.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck you, old British ladies. I'm sure you're fine. You can still go tweet. I never disappear. When people come after me, I just double down.
I just want to get back to saying retarded stuff, and it's like,
you can do it, dude.
I don't want to get wrapped up in anything.
You'll be
like
okay.
That.
You'll be okay.
I got too many people being nice to me. This can't affect me.
No, you're in a fucking great place, and everyone loves you. And shout out to Betty White, who's dead. Shout out.
No, big fan. Betty White rule.
People fuck people.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me say this. Nobody fucking... Shut up. Shut the fuck up. No one likes Betty White. Shut up.
She's in heaven right now with a white belt around her neck. She's doing okay.
Losers. Everyone's like, oh my God, Betty. Like every male comic. Shut the fuck. You're not a fucking Betty White fan. Yes, we all watched the Golden Girls when we were children. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was funny. But that's where it ended. You weren't fucking looking up what Betty White was doing. Nobody cares. Why do we have to pretend? I don't really fucking get it. Because it's a cool, trendy thing to say, to be like, oh, RIP Betty White, a real one. Like, shut up.
Yeah, well, the alternative is developing a personality, and that's a long, painful process.
It's like people who say Die Hard's a Christmas movie are the same people who are saying RIP Betty White right now.
Yeah.
The golden girl to get upset over was Rue McClanahan, because she was sucking everybody's dick.
Is that
she was the slutty one. Blanche. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and when did she die?
2010.
Nobody cared then.
Did she go first? No, Sophia went first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was the youngest, little known fact.
Yeah, she was the youngest one. That was an outfit.
Hmm. So, yeah, I mean, look, RIP Betty White, but I just hate the fucking, oh my God. Just like, it's a trendy, cool, fun thing to say. It's like, you know.
It's like, it's the new Chuck Norris facts.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Like, just, oh no, Betty White is trending. It made me worried again. It's like, well, maybe you should fucking kill yourself.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. A woman says she feels used as she asks for advice in dealing with her husband's rare sleep disorder, sexsomnia, where he fondles and has sex with her in his sleep.
They have a name for that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Lewis J. Gomez disease?
Do not tell my wife. Yeah. You ever get in trouble for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Everyone does that.
What do you I've woken up coming.
Cool.
How are you positioned?
How'd you get in trouble?
I've woken up fucking my wife.
Yeah, he was reverse cowgirl.
Yeah. If you haven't, if you're in a long-term relationship and you haven't woken up mid-coitus, then I think you should find a new partner.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that sort of happens. Like, mm-hmm. I never got in trouble for it because how that gets you in trouble?
Yeah. Like you broke me in your sleep last night and you squeezed my tits too hard.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm sorry.
If you're in my bed naked... I feel like every body part, whether I'm awake, you're awake, I'm asleep, you're asleep, every body part is at the very, hold on, yeah, I'm going to work my way into this. Mm-hmm. At the very least is available for touching. A little rubby-do, you know, fucking, you know, see if you could get the genie to come out. That's what happens. But if the genie doesn't come out, that's okay. You don't force the genie out. Yeah. Then you go, okay, another 100 years.
Well, you're asleep.
You got to mush a little meat.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like if a girl got mad because you fucking tried to finger her or feel her breasts while she was sleeping, and hold on, she's naked in your bed and you guys have a relationship where you have
sex. Well, it's funnier if she was clothed and he took her clothes off while he was sleeping.
That is what happened.
Wow.
Wait, what?
It says that for the past 10 years, he'll take off her clothes, fondle her, and penetrate her while they're both sleeping.
Doggy, I'm trying to catch your back. Chill. Fucking chill, dude. Can you give me all the facts before I start defending this guy?
Listen, I made this point earlier today, dude. It's very easy for a woman to avoid being forcefully penetrated.
If it's happening from a
sleeping guy, it's because you didn't do enough.
How deep of a sleeper are you both?
4 inches. Shannon, I agree with you, by the way. I don't know if you're going to... I think this clip is gone at this point, but it's probably on Gas Digital. We had Gavin McGinnis on years ago on Legion of Skanks, and he said that you can't rape a woman. And I was like, what do you mean you can't rape a woman? And he was like, no, if like she really doesn't want you to rape her, it's not going to happen. Like,
right.
And then he let me try to pry open his legs and, you know, try to rape him. And I did try with all my might to get his legs open, and I could not.
I have 100 pounds on my wife, and she got away.
Well, were you trying to suck his dick, or you could fuck him in the butt?
I was trying to, I was trying to pretend he was a woman, and then prying open his legs and pretending to get my dick. But at the point where if she's really clamped, the amount of physical energy that's going to take to get her unclamped is going to turn you off.
Dude, if she has a little bit of jiu-jitsu training, it's hard to even get her into the initial position, let alone open her legs.
You could trick him, like put a little bit of baby food on spoon, be like, here comes the airplane, and they'll instinctively open up.
Yeah, I mean, if they have jiu-jitsu. But then the other thing, I didn't think about that. If you have jiu-jitsu experience, she's fucked. Dude, if you start teaching rapists jiu-jitsu, it's... it's a dangerous world out there for these gals. I mean, what are they going to do? There's no chance. Dude,
very Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Dude, a purple belt.
I'm a purple belt. I know. She's a blue belt, and she did a commendable job. And
I'm not saying forget her training.
We're both panting. Like, oh, I was like, oh, you're pretty good in there.
Dude, if you went out on a spree
Mm-hmm.
I think, how many women in a day do you think you
could... I could fuck you if I wanted to.
I don't think you could fuck me. I think I could defend myself enough where you couldn't actually get your cock inside
Gavin, I'm sure it was a fine test. Do you want to play this
out? Well, we have plenty of room in this room now because of our tiny table.
Yeah.
I don't think you could fuck me in the ass. I think that you could.
I don't think I could get hard and maintain position.
That's the trick. Like, how much do you need to be hard before you start, or give them be like, yo, wait a minute.
I wonder if the struggle gets some dudes hard though. That's the difference maker.
That's probably true. Also, like you're not taking striking into account. Like if I sort of throwing punch, you punch this girl in the face once, she goes from being a black belt to a brown belt. You punch her again, she goes from being a brown belt to a purple belt.
Sure.
You know. Within a couple shots, she's a fucking white belt. And here you go.
That's what they call it, giving her a belt.
It's thanks to domestic violence.
I'm just saying, fucking, how...
It doesn't work. It doesn't go. That's why I think most rapes are just like a dude wearing you down.
No, I think a girl wants it to just end. So the problem is, fighting off a giant raping man... It's probably debatably, and I don't know this. The ladies, do me a favor, chime in here because I feel like this is a very ignorant conversation we're having right now. And these girls, who honestly, based off the sheer numbers alone, have probably been sexually assaulted. They could probably chime in and give a little bit of insight on this.
Oh, you could grope. You can definitely scar a woman for life in it without completing the rape.
Listen to me. I'm saying that in a lot of cases, the process of trying to be raped is worse than the raping in itself. So at one point, they probably just give in and go like, you know what? I'd rather just deal with this awesome sex than being punched and thrashed at. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because
they don't have that killer instinct. I get it.
Shannon, Natalie, go to the bitch booth. Can we get some female perspective on this? Come on, girls. Natalie, what are we saying here now? Tim Butterly, who's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu purple belt, heavily established. When we grapple, he basically has his way with me, right?
I think this should be the new sock fighting.
Ooh, we have Tim Butterly try to rape our employees.
Yep. Oh no, other fighters.
This is a fun sock game. Fighting.
I'm not just talking to my ass. This was a serious conversation I had with my wife.
Hey, he was really trying to rape her.
We really sorted this out.
Tim, do you think you beat me in a sock fight?
What, is that you have to take the other guy's sock off?
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Both of them.
For sure.
You think so?
Okay, what if instead of getting the other guy's sock off, you have to get a condom on him?
Dude, sock fighting championships might be the new Paco web series. Paco!
Yeah.
That's a solid
We do sock fighting with the kids.
That's the best.
Touch lips and go to your corner.
Fun.
New gas game, sock fighting. We're doing it. Alex and Natalie, whatever your name is, Shannon and Natalie, would you guys sock fight each other on gas games?
I think Shannon could probably kick my ass.
Doesn't matter. You gotta wear short shorts.
That would be
and a
funny.
Sports bra.
Foxy socksing.
I like all this. This is getting good. All right. So let's. So Sexomnia. It is what it is. You know, I just feel like that's not. It's not a real thing. That's just like being half asleep and trying to fuck in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's not like getting up and then going to another room and finding a girl. Let's see. Complex sleep disorder involving sexual behaviors during sleep. I guess I don't have real sexomnia. I have like half asleep sexomnia.
You just eat pussy with a sleep apnea mask on.
All right. So.
The CNC PAP stands for cunt.
Let's talk about this. Fuck it. We'll do This Week in Sex. Let's go to the gals. This Week in Sex with Ghislaine Maxwell Trial Verdict.
Ooh.
Gals, tell us what happened with Ghislaine.
Okay, so after the jury deliberated for 6 days, Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty on all but one count in her sex trafficking trial. She faces decades, but we don't know exactly how long she'll be sentenced for yet.
Wow.
Also, on top of being found guilty, it's also come up that her husband called her while she's in jail to let her know that he is leaving her for a yoga teacher.
Oh. Yoga teachers are so hot.
I wonder if she set it up.
Yeah.
She's older, though. She's not a young yoga teacher.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, she's like some fucking old doll sim looking bitch. No, you don't want some old bitches. You're like, you want them to age gracefully. There's something about old ladies that they're still trying to hold on to fucking being hot, that it makes them like decrepit and weird.
Who do you think the hottest old lady is?
We've seen a few of them on the show. Shannon's brought some.
What's old?
I would say 30? 60s.
Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
She's still hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
Really?
She's like 62, I think.
All right, 70s.
I don't know. Let's see. I'll see Jennifer Judy Tilly Dench. Right now, though.
Yeah, she is pretty hot.
She got big cans.
She's
got
to be in her 70s.
Yeah, there's something about like fucking old, like you get a 60-year-old woman who's like was really hot and she still works
62,
out.
Dude?
God bless her.
Yeah, she's all right, Zach.
She puts a Werther's original in her mouth before she sucks your dick.
She's okay, Zach. I think there's
hotter. For 62?
There's hotter 62-year-olds out there.
Guaranteed. I don't know, dude.
Guaranteed. We should have a hot old lady competition. What's our competition that we're doing from earlier? Oh, yeah.
The Wigger. The rapper.
Crack-A-Miko.
Crack-A-Miko. That's right. We're creating our own rapper. God damn it. It's the best thing I've done all year. I love it. All right. So let's see. Okay. We should talk about...
Was that all the Ghislaine news?
Yep, that's about it.
Yeah, that was it.
I have, it's hard to find like a real picture of the chick. Hold on.
Found the yoga teacher or who?
Yeah, she's 46. I found this picture. It looks like something that a TMZ caught or something.
But... Sure.
She's fine. She's fine.
It's not far off from Ghislaine Maxwell.
No, Ghislaine was hot back in the day. She's a fucking smoke show. Does Ghislaine have kids?
Yeah, she had like 100 of them.
That's fucking. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I don't really give a shit about fucking her anymore, him anymore. Whatever they did, the media did a great job at getting nobody to really care. I don't care.
It almost seems like fake now. She almost seems like slut Peter Pan.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. The hottest new illness in 2022 is Flurona. What's that?
That's when somebody is diagnosed with the flu and coronavirus at the same time.
Ooh.
It's officially happened for the first time in India by a woman who was pregnant, and she was she tested positive for both.
I mean, isn't it just the whatever. Move on. All right. Don't even care about it.
Yeah, it's like when Taco Bell comes up with a new thing. It's like, it's just two of the other things.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Taco pizza? Do you mean tacos? It's just tacos. It's an old Gaffigan bit, right? It's a great one. All right. Delivery driver complained about tip baiting, but some people defend the practice. What is tip baiting, Shannon? Please tell me.
That's when you fill out the tip, let's say like on Uber Eats or something, and let's say you give them $10 when you place the order.
Yes.
And then as like an incentive for them to be quicker. And then once they deliver it to you, you drop the tip down.
Ooh, I didn't realize that they see the tip. I didn't realize that they see the tip until after.
By the way, this whole time I thought you were saying tit baiting. And I was going, what is that?
So hold on now. They can see the tip before they drop it off to you?
I always show my tip to my delivery guy. Like when he shows up, I got a wagon out the door.
But yeah, because I saw a thing that was, I think, a Taco Bell in like the hood, and it was the to-go table, and it was just a pile of food, and it was like, yeah, we have 5 over Uber Eats drivers in this neighborhood, but these are all the orders that said tip $0.
Oh, no.
So no one will pick it up, and every night we just have a table full of food that people don't get. Because they don't realize if you don't fill out a tip, nobody's going to bring it to you.
I feel like they shouldn't show that tip until after I get that food. Because if you're a shitty tipper, what's going to stop this person from spitting in my food?
Or just not bringing it.
Now they have that sticker, the tamper sticker on your food.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of places now close the bag with like a freshness sticker.
Every Uber driver that I've ever asked has said that they've eaten food while delivering food. That's cool.
I would
did you when you do
when I delivered pizza? Yeah, of course I did. Because it would come with it wouldn't be a consistent amount of wings, which was a delightful little thing. It was like they'd throw between like 8 and 11 wings in the thing. So it's like every time I delivered wings, that person got 8 wings.
Is this worse or not as bad? When I was a computer guy and I had to go to like other people's offices,
you jerked off on their computers.
If you had food around, I was eating it. Is that more of an invasion or less or the same?
I would eat when I worked as a busboy at a Mexican restaurant. I would bust the tables and eat the food as I brought it to the bag.
I get it.
Like a savage. That's crazy.
What? Sitting at someone's desk and eating the snacks that they brought to work for themselves?
No, that's not that bad. I don't know.
Yeah. Would you hand people their bag with wing sauce on your hands?
No, I would. One time I dropped an entire pizza like upside down and then fucking gave it to them. That's just like... you know. But yeah, look, I didn't fuck with people's that food that much when I was working in fast food.
There was one girl
that I knew, this girl named Julia. I fucking hated this bitch. She came through the KFC drive-thru one time, and I handed her food, and you just saw on her face, she was like, oh, fuck, there's no way he didn't spit my food. And I didn't, but I looked at her like I did. I was like, enjoy.
That's the perfect play.
Enjoy your food, bitch. Yeah.
That's psychological damage. I don't know if Uber is consistently doing this or they just tried it on me, but I took an Uber, and I tipped, and then I got a notification later, and it was like, do you want to tip your driver? And I was like, oh, I must have forgotten to tip. But then I took a closer look at it, and it said, again, do you want to give your driver a second tip?
Do you want to take a look at the cheap shit that you just...
Well, no, it was I give good tips.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, why don't you tip him again? And I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? I don't know if I've seen it again or if I just haven't taken an Uber in the meantime, but it's like, what the fuck is happening? Have you guys seen that?
No, I've never gotten that. That's crazy.
I've gotten it from Uber Eats where it's like, would you like to add to the tip?
Yeah, this was like another tip, and I just hit the 20% button every single time. Not even because I want good service or because I want to be kind. It's just like, I want you to know I'm a guy that can afford 20%. That's all.
Yeah.
And it was like, why don't you tip him again? I was like, why don't you suck my fucking dick, dude?
I don't like being. I mean, when they include tips on like other things like pickup, do you tip on a pickup?
No, absolutely not.
That's a crazy thing.
You're supposed to. They want you to.
No, that's crazy.
But every time I feel like I'm pressured to think that, I think back to every time I've ever seen like a blog or an article that's like, here's 15 things you could do to not upset your like waiter or your bartenders. Like, well, all right, shut up.
I don't give a fuck about this loser.
Yeah.
You think I'm trying to not upset? How about they try to not upset me?
Here's how to not annoy the counter person. All right.
You cut my bagel in half, you dumb bitch. I don't want to annoy you. Ooh.
You're writing that in the cash space in the receipt.
Give me fucking cream cheese, whore. Like, now. Yeah.
You thought you were pretty cool making fun of my drink order on the internet 6 years ago.
It's fucking psychotic. You know what I don't like? Them fucking trying to get me to donate to some fucking charities at the fucking...
Oh, it's just the worst. At the supermarket. Counter. Yeah.
You have to like feel like an asshole when you don't do it.
It's like, do you want to give $20 to retarded kids to play soccer? And then you got to say no out loud.
Not today. Would you like to round up and donate to children that are dying of cancer? Like, no, it's not even they make you say no. They're like, physically touch your answer on the keypad. Mm-hmm. There's like a physical connection with it. It's like, no. It's 20 cents. And I'm saying no. I don't want to help children. If everyone just said yes, it would make a massive difference in the world.
The no should be a sick kid's face. You got to poke him in the eyes.
I do like that the no always has a bigger fingerprint smudge on it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go with everybody else.
If it should be connected to their heart monitor, and it should turn it off. One kid, it just shuts down their heart monitor on the world every time.
Would you like to delay the dying breath of a six-year-old?
Well, if they actually showed you a video of like the power of a heart monitor, like and every time somebody presses no, it slowly goes off, and eventually, technically, in a very realistic way, you're murdering children. If you disconnect from what's going on there and really look at what's happening, you're pressing a button, which is taking money. It could be money for a child to be saved. It's not... So you're actually murdering a child. You're paying for the murder of a child by pressing that no button.
Every yes hits his morphine drip. Like, yes, let's get this kid fucked up.
Yes, dude. It's fucking crazy. And if we just keep on hitting yes, we save lives and they jump out of their bed and they're fucking in a very literal way. That's not that far of a stretch.
Rephrase it. Be like, yo, do you want to give this cancer kid pussy? Be like, actually, yes. I would like to contribute to that.
I would love that.
Yes.
It's like those homeless guys who was like, not gonna lie, need weed and fucking like, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this guy's not pretending to have a dying kid. And then people come on a fucking subway with like a picture of their kid being like, he's in the hospital.
No disrespect.
I never believe them, ever. No matter what the story, I never believe them.
There's a lady that I think for as long as I've been in New York, so 17 years, has had the same speech that her daughter's 10 years old and they're in a shelter because their house burned down and she was in an abusive marriage. And I've seen this lady say she has a 10-year-old daughter from taking on the R train from 2005 till now.
Every train is
playing the hits. The R train.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that her story has been consistent.
Yeah.
She's not changed the age of the daughter in the story.
None of the other homeless people respect her. They think she's a hack. No. She's doing old shit up there.
They have a speech. Like, here's the thing. Like, I respect the hustle, right? So if you come out and you got a really good hustle, I respect you putting the pieces together and getting the money, right? Because it's just like, you know, when, if it's not a personal attack on me and not hurting me in any way, like I appreciate the guy who fucking can rob a bank, right? I appreciate a guy who figures it out and goes like, I'm going to go and rob this fucking bank. And they figure it out. Like, that's what it is. Like, there's, but even on the guy who's pickpocketing people, or the kids on the subway who are fucking saying it's for their basketball team. If they can get enough suckers to give them a dollar for their basketball team, or they can go fucking hang out with their friends and buy a new pair of sneakers or buy some weed or whatever it is they want to do, God bless them. I don't really care. I appreciate the hustle as long as it's a good hustle. If it's a shit hustle, I feel disrespected. I feel very like, you're not even going to fucking pretend. You're not even going to like try to put together a solid fucking hustle here. Mm-hmm. I got hustled. I was in New York City selling comedy club tickets for like a week. I was in Union Square, and this young guy who was decently dressed. He was a gay kid, maybe. I was maybe 19. He couldn't have been more than 21, 22. But he was decently dressed, and he was like, oh, he's asking people. He was like, I lost my train ticket. I was here for a job interview, and I can't get home. And he looked like really upset and like really like, and he was, like I said, he just looked the part, and I was like, oh shit. And I had a little bit of, I gave him $5. I was like, I hear, dude, whatever. He's like, I'll see you later. So the next day I'm in Union Square again. This motherfucker, same outfit, comes up to me. It's not even I see him hustling other people. Like, he was just so like, that was his hustle. Like, he just like,
thanks, kid. Yeah. I'm actually gay and I have amnesia. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
Try to get your money back?
He went into the same speech. Like the exact, like with the same sincerity.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I gave you $5 yesterday. And he was like, he just ran. And I was like, this motherfucker. But in a weird way, as I'm saying it back now, I sort of still appreciate his hustle. Because it was almost sales. Like, you're disconnecting from the rejection. Mm-hmm. It's just the only thing that's quantifiable is the yeses. So every time he got money, it's just money going into, it's just going up. There's nothing negative happening for him. It's simply just making money. All the no's aren't anything real. They're not tangible. You can't count the no's.
Yeah. One thing that in Philly, if you're a hustler and you end up with a hospital bracelet on, you're kind of made until that thing falls off. It's like, man, just got out of the hospital. I have no way of getting home. I got to get a bus back to Camden. You're like, oh shit. Let me help you out, dude. Him every day for 16 years. You're like, damn, dude.
Still got to make the hospital.
Yeah, they got to let those things melt or something.
Yeah, dude. But I would do that. I would go outside of the fucking mall and try to fucking collect money.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You were a beggar.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
When I was a kid, when I was like 16, 17 years old, oh, yeah, we would fucking say, we were always hustling. Since I was like 10, when I was like, my son's 9, my son just turned 9. Unquestionably, by the time I was my son's age, I was already going into people's cars in ShopRite parking lot and taking money out of the center console. That's crazy to me that that's my son's age. My son,
yeah.
I mean, he won't go into the refrigerator without asking for permission.
Sure, like he yeah. won't
like it's it is fucking what a world of a difference our lives are.
Think about
at this
what
point.
That says about you though, man. In one generation you turn that around. That's
I don't know.
It says that he locks the fucking fridge. Yeah.
It's my food.
Dad, could you undo my handcuffs so I can eat cereal?
When you were doing that, did you ever come across any perverts that you were like, oh my God, I probably should not have asked this guy for money.
There was a retarded guy once. I was maybe my son's age, and I was asking people for quarters outside of the ShopRite. And I said it was because I had to call my mom. I was like, my mom's gonna pick me up, and I was like, I need a quarter. Can you give me a quarter for a phone call? We go and play Street Fighter. Like, it was like the hustle. Like, just we go for the ShopRite, ask for a quarter, go to CH Morton's, play Street Fighter. This is all day. It's fucking pretty easy to get a quarter, right?
Dude, you ever get the game over and it's like 10, 9, and you're like, we need a quarter in the next 8 seconds. Someone hurry up, dude.
Doggy. So I just asked this retarded guy. I don't know what type of retard he was. I'm trying to think now. To this day, I still have trouble categorizing retarded people. Like, I don't know what their retardation is. Yeah, this guy was, deeply retarded. I mean, this guy was
downed?
Doggy, like fucking heavy retard.
Yeah, I don't know, kid. I don't have a quarter. Can you break a dead puppy?
Doggy. this guy was mentally disturbed. I mean, this guy was like misshapen head.
Yeah.
Like a fucking a real waterhead.
Leather
like,
jacket and his feet outward.
This guy, he had handlers with him and they let him get ahead. They let him get ahead of the pack. Okay. So he walked out and
picked him off like a sick bison.
No, he was the alpha dude.
Doggy, he gets outside of ShopRite, this big headed retarded guy.
By the way, that is where they gather.
That's a retard charging station.
Yeah. Dog, I'm nine. I'm my son's age. And I'm like, excuse me, mister. I can't find my mom right now. I have to call her. Can I have a quarter? And he just lost his retarded mind. He got so mad. He was like, you want a quarter? You want a quarter? I'll kick you. Okay. And then he tried to kick me, and I ran from him, and his handlers all grabbed him as he desperately tried to kick me. Like, I'm talking about, he was trying to fucking, dude, it was fucking crazy. And that was it. I was like, all right, you got to fucking pick and choose your targets now. Not everybody's willing to give you a quarter.
You almost got killed by retarded Frankenstein.
Dude, it was crazy.
He tried to take his lunch. Dude.
It was fucking, yeah. So, but yeah, we would regularly just beg for change. I dated a girl when I was like 19. I moved to the city and I saw this chick. I was like, oh, I need money for weed. She was like, I'll just go outside of a store and ask people for money. I'm like, what? She was like a cute chick. She was like, yeah, just do that. I was like, being a street kid, like it kind of, it's like there's a freedom in it. Mm-hmm. We used to steal from the wishing well at the mall regularly. We would clean out the wishing well outside of the Rainforest Cafe.
Did you grant anyone's wishes?
No, he stole their wishes and spent them on drugs. It's
funny seeing a bunch of minority kids who can't swim drowning in the wishing well.
Just floating face down.
We would go
weighed down with pockets full of pennies.
We would go in at like 1 o'clock in the morning and the mall would still be open. Like these big mega malls now, like they have movie theaters that are open until 1, 2, right? So the stores were all closed. We would go in, and it was once again on. It had its own entrance in the mall. Palisades Mall has like, you know, Cheesecake Factory has its own entrance, mm-hmm. Rainforest Cafe. So you go in, and there was just big giant wishing well, and it was a fucking popular wishing well. And we just fucking grab all this wet change, throw it into plastic bags, and just walk out with hundreds of dollars in change. Mm. We had to kick up to the pizza guy, but you know, it's all right.
Well, you got your wet quarter.
Well, it was funny. I broke a Coinstar machine. Because we took all the wet change.
You got the high score.
He punched it.
Tilted. I tilted a Coinstar machine.
The Coinstar says LJG.
The top score.
Yeah. Doggy, I've got the best hip bump to get our money.
Doggy, I'll tell you right now. I know we took all the wet change. Two bags of wet change. We were like, let's go to Coinstar. And we just threw it into it. And it was because it's Rainforest Cafe, so it's a themed wishing well. So there's seaweed. There's fucking like
parrot shit.
Talking there's fucking tadpoles and shit. Just threw it into the machine.
You guys have a skimmer for the coins.
Doggy. We tried to push it all in, and the Coinstar machine just started freaking out. We smelled smoke. It was fucking, it just went, and we were like, all right, we took all the wet change back. And then what we would do from then on is we'd take all the wet change, we'd go to my house, and we'd put towels all over my floor, and we'd throw all the wet change onto the towels to let it dry for like a full day, dude. We have to fucking constantly dry it because it was so wet.
Would the people like see you coming and be like, Don, here come the Pouillons?
The Pouillons.
It looks like a mob scene where the dye pack goes off and they got to clean all the dye.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was very close to just being like having a life of crime. Like I was hustling from when I was maybe my son's age up until I was 19 years old. I moved to New York City and I started selling comedy club tickets. And I still would hustle like a lot after that, right? But I was able to make enough money. I was making about $500 a week. And that $500 a week was more money than anyone in my family had ever made. It was more money than I'd ever imagined. Like, that was enough. I was like, wow, I don't have to do anything but sell comedy club tickets ever again. This could be my fucking life. And it brought me enough freedom financially that I'd stop doing really dumb shit that could have ended up me in actual prison or fucking... Because we were like, dude, you know, I've told the story a million times, I won't say it again, but I almost robbed my KFC that I worked at. like armed robbery. I was on my way to doing really, really stupid shit because there was no path to like anything. When you're in the fucking suburbs, right? It's not a city where like there's like, you know, there's an energy and a life and motivation. Like when you're in the fucking burbs and you're amongst white trash and Puerto Rican trash and fucking just people that don't have any, there's no role models to look up to. There's no mentor to go, oh, you're going to fucking do something really cool. It's literally the mentor is like, oh, the guy who owns a pizzeria who's having you steal sneakers. Like, that's a guy you're like, oh, maybe that's my best case scenario is I could have some kids stealing sneakers from me one day. That was like the best case scenario in the fucking world would be something like that. That was crazy.
We had a reformed wigger in our neighborhood who like just head to toe like shitty tattoos, and he was like cool as fuck, but like he also noticed that like all the fucking little neighborhood kids were just kind of like turning out to be shitheads, and he kind of like got in our ears and was like, at first it was like kind of threatening where it was like, stop fucking up or I will start just beating the shit out of all of you and your parents won't do anything about it. And then it was just like, he was very cool, like he used that to like be very cool, and then eventually, like, you know, all the kids kind of fucking looked up to him. And then one day, I think he either died of heroin or he's violently murdered. And I watched it, like, affect a good number of the kids where they're just like, oh, well, there's no point in turning your life around, dude.
That was all bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I might as well just die on heroin.
Yeah.
When you were robbing KFCs, would you walk in and be like, this is a drum stick up? It's like, I'm kidding. Give me all your money.
Ah, shit.
Did you?
I get out of the car. I was like, it's a thigh-way robbery.
You, show me your breath.
Sorry, Twitch, you're out of cluck.
We stink. All right, we're going to wrap this one. It's been a fun show. Everyone go out and follow me on Getter. That's really it.
You had 10 friends. It was 11 herbs.
All right. Always a great time having the Dad Meat guys on the show.
Go support
Dad Meat, Tim Butterly, Mike Rainey. Love you guys. You're the shit. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.